1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices have fallen 5.2 cents over the last week for an average of $2.49 on Monday. This is 7.8 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say more states are likely to see increases than decreases over the coming weeks. They say oil prices jumped to their highest level in months due to geopolitical tensions, but the national gas price average saw little change because of a weakening U.S. dollar and supply concerns. Prices are rising on much of the West Coast as they begin transition to summer gasoline and anticipate an April refinery shutdown in California. Officials say the number of states seeing increases will likely outpace those seeing decreases in the weeks ahead. Tribal governments are encouraging Indigenous people to obtain and carry tribal IDs with them everywhere as ICE agents continue activities around the country. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that several Wisconsin tribes issued statements voicing concerns about the stops and offering advice to their members. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports that in January, the Stockbridge Muncie community alerted members on Facebook that Native Americans, quote, are being caught up in raids and detained, end quote. Many note the irony that the Indigenous First People of the land have to prove their citizenship. Mid-State Technical College and Waukesha County Technical College are hosting an event to launch a new AI Data Specialist Associate Degree program. The program is designed to prepare students for careers in artificial intelligence and data analytics. The launch event will be this Friday, February 6th, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Ameta Center in Stevens Point. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Badgers back at it tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers now ranked 24th in the nation after beating number 10th ranked Michigan State Friday night. The Spartans dropped in the AP Top 25 poll down to 15th. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Value City Arena in Columbus. Greg Gard on how his Badgers team has improved.
We're getting better. You know, and that's, everybody talks about the lulls of February or the dog days of February, and I don't believe in that. I believe in, obviously, you have to be smart with how you use your days and your time and your practice hours and those things and not wear guys out. You have to be healthy and have to be fresh, but we've always had the mindset of get better.
In hockey, at the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's team defeated Sweden by a score of 5-0. The women's team has six former or current players from the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll advance to the finals Thursday against Canada. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy, breezy, not as warm today with highs in the low to mid 50s. For tonight, some scattered showers developing, perhaps even a thunderstorm as well, low temps in the lower 40s. On Wednesday, sunny, breezy, and mild, high temps in the mid 50s.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.